And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and as always, Gerald Quigley joins us.
Good morning, Jo.
Lovely to see you and lovely to see you, Sally Obermeter.
Hello. Hey,
GQ. Sally.
How are we all?
We are fighting fit.
Hey, Sally, I know that you're going to agree with me that our hair and however we choose to style it really is so integral to our sense of self, our own image, and sometimes our confidence, wouldn't you say?
Oh, hair is a very big deal. As you guys know, I went through cancer and I lost my hair, and I knew it would be hard, but I don't think the part I wasn't expecting is how attached to it I was in terms of how I felt about myself. I somehow felt just so differently about myself having lost my hair. So, yeah, it's a very big deal.
Yeah, so imagine what it would be like if you experienced hair loss, such as when you're going through treatments such as you did, Sal, or there's many other reasons why we may lose our hair in men and women, isn't it, Gerald?
In some ways, Jo and Sally, it's a sign of your general health. Now, at one end, you've got chemotherapy and all of those drastic treatments. But at the other end, we've got thyroid health and we've got just general ills. And as children grow, they often go through stages where their hair gets quite thin as well. But when you get to the end of the scale, and we're particularly looking today at alopecia, it is just an all-encompassing thing where the hair you had is no longer there. And that is an awful, if you think about how you would feel. But men, you know, we see lots of bald blokes walking around. It's probably a sign of being married. I don't know. But we just accept it. But with women, it's totally different. And I was doing some reading about it, and it said alopecia can be temporary or permanent. Accepting hair loss is the most straightforward and cheapest way to cope. Really? And that was on an alopecia website.
It's very dismissive, isn't it?
Well, I think almost demeaning.
Yes, and you can't just flick a switch and accept that.
Of course not. And also, we spend, you know, in society, as women, you're looking through magazines and images all the time, and it's all about hairstyling and how to style it and the products that you use. And
yes.
So it's very ingrained. It's not something, as you said, that you can just flick the switch.
No.
Yeah. So as you say, Gerald, alopecia is what we're speaking about today, and it's very common. It can affect anyone. So we're going to be talking with Professor Rod Sinclair, a leading dermatologist in this field and founder of Sinclair Dermatology, the largest dermatology research centre in the country. And we're also going to chat with a sufferer and find out what it's like to live with alopecia. We're going to explore the gorgeous healing properties of Manuka honey a little later on. And in our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Vital Slim and Trim protein formula. As always, we would love you to give us a call, 131-873. We're here to help with your health. And perhaps you've experienced hair loss of some kind and you'd like some advice around that. Call us, 131-873. Next, we will learn more about alopecia, what causes it, and what help is out there for those who suffer from it. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Comvita's Manuka honey is no ordinary honey. It's rich in unique compounds from the Manuka flower, which only blooms for a short time each year. And it's UMF certified, so you know it's authentic New Zealand Manuka. Premium quality Manuka honey with a rich, creamy texture. It's an extraordinarily good honey. Get more Manuka goodness in your day with Comvita's UMF Manuka honey range right now at Chemist Warehouse. Comvita UMF Manuka honey starts from $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Give us a call on the House of Wellness, 131-873, if you're after some support for your health. And today we're talking hair loss, specifically alopecia, because we're in the middle of Alopecia Awareness Week. 500,000 people suffer from alopecia in Australia, and it's a condition that it really affects those who have it, of course. So let's learn more, and we welcome to learn more Rod Sinclair, who is a leader in this field. He's Professor of Dermatology at the University of Melbourne and founder of Sinclair Dermatology. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
It's really lovely to have you. We do understand that alopecia is quite different to other kinds of hair loss, but can you explain what it is?
So this is a specific form of alopecia caused by the body's immune system suddenly attacking hair follicles, recognising them as foreign. And what it produces is circular patches of hair loss. So you get these areas that appear pretty much overnight, starting off at about 1 to 2 centimetres, where it's completely bald, the hair just falls out completely. And then there's two possibilities. One is that it just all, within 4 to 6 months, just completely reverses itself and goes away. And the other possibility is that it doesn't, and you keep getting new patches, patch after patch after patch. And sometimes it goes wild and you lose every hair on your scalp, or occasionally even every hair on your body.
Professor, I can feel the pit of my stomach sinking, because I can only imagine what it'd be like to get that. Do people find that it's often hereditary, so they know it's coming? Does it run in families?
It does run in families to a small degree, but it's totally unpredictable. And so most of the people we see don't have anybody in their family who's got it. And sometimes after they've seen us, they start looking in their family and they're asking around their cousins and their aunts and uncles. They'll have someone who's had it before, but it comes as an event totally out of the blue. Literally, you just wake up one morning and there's a thumbprint-sized area on your scalp that's completely bald, and then it just goes on from there.
Rod, do you think alopecia is more prevalent these days, or are we just perhaps investigating and diagnosing, like within your clinic, are we doing that more?
No, this has always been there, and it's been pretty constant since the first surveys of the community, at around about 1.5 to 2% of the population.
Right.
So the common estimate is about 2% of the population, but what we've found is a lot of the time people got one patch. They didn't even notice it until they went to their hairdresser and they said, hey, you notice you've got this bald patch at the back of the scalp. And sometimes they'd book in to see the dermatologist. They might wait 4 or 5 weeks and it had already started to regrow. Mm. And no one really paid much attention to it. And so there are always these mild cases that just come and go. But that's probably about half of them, or 40% of them. But the other 50 to 60%, it just keeps coming patch after patch after patch, and it goes on for years.
And Rod, I imagine that you see people who are very distressed by this.
Oh, absolutely. So it's interesting how, you know, when you talk to people with hair loss and you say, what's the biggest problem in your life? You know, is it the COVID virus? Is it the economy? Is it the risk of unemployment? Is it the collapse in the share market? And they say, no, it's my hair. The biggest problem that keeps me awake at night, that I'm worried about day in, day out, is actually my hair. And that's a really common response that we get. Now, of course, there are some people who say, oh, well, it's just my hair, who cares? But they're certainly in the minority, and there's something about our hair and our presentation that makes people really anxious and fearful. And with this alopecia, a lot of the fear comes from the fact that you don't know where it's going to stop. Mm. These patches just keep coming one after the other, and you're thinking, God, is this the first of many, or is this the next of many, or is this going to be the last one? And,
sure.
And that anxiety that compounds the distress.
So, Rod, is there a cure? Is there any treatment?
Well, there are about 40% of people who will cure themselves, that for whatever reason it just turns itself off as mysteriously as it turned itself on, and it just disappears. But for the other 60%, if it's small, mild diseases, we can use cortisone injections, where we inject into the skin, do a series of injections, and that will encourage it to regrow. And up until recently, if you had severe alopecia, there was pretty much nothing that was established or proven to work. There were things that we tried, but there was no really good quality evidence and no drugs that had been developed for alopecia. But that's all changed pretty much in the last 4 to 5 years. And through the identification that it runs in families, there was a lot of genetics work done about 6 or 7 years ago, and they found 17 genes that are involved in causing this. So it's what we call a polygenic disorder. Mm-hmm. So there are things or traits that we have that are single gene disorder, and they tend to be fixed throughout your life. So blue eyes, brown eyes, blonde hair, red hair, they're all single gene disorders. But the ones that are quantitative traits, so it's not whether you've got blue eyes, but how blue your eyes are, those sort of things that modify it are often polygenic. It's an interaction between multiple genes. And alopecia areata, with this thing that comes and goes, it sort of appears at stages in your life and doesn't appear at others, is one of those polygenic traits. And so 17 genes have been identified. And from that, they could look at what those genes did. And it turned out that a lot of those genes were all involved in one particular inflammatory pathway called the JAK-STAT pathway. And by chance, people had already been looking at this pathway and developing treatments for rheumatoid arthritis. And so there were a number of medications already licensed and used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. And so they've already had the safety testing. And so that's really expedited the development for alopecia.
Mm.
And we're now starting to see a whole range of trials testing the rheumatoid arthritis drugs as well as some similar drugs. And the whole process has moved very quickly because we already had so much safety data from the rheumatoid arthritis patients.
Right, I was checking yesterday and doing some reading on sinclairdermatology.com.au, and I was fascinated to see how much work that your clinic has done on clinical trials, and you've got a specialist hair salon, and all those treatments you just mentioned, those options, are all there. So would you encourage people who are concerned to visit your site and do some exploring?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of really good sites. So our website's a good place to start because we've synthesised and put together a lot of the information from credible websites.
Sure.
We've got a lot of clinical trials going on, which we're working with industry to try and make these medications available, because it's also going to be a great challenge to go to government when you've got a disease as common as this.
Yes.
And about 500,000 Australians, and you've got these new medications that are being developed, how to make those available to the public, because the government's going to have a great challenge with alopecia as well as so many of these other diseases where these medical breakthroughs seem to be happening month after month. How to prioritise them and make sure that the people who need them the most and the people who are going to get the greatest benefit are going to get access to these medications without bankrupting the nation.
Yeah.
So we've got to do a lot of work to really make these, find the drugs that work, find the drugs that are safe, and then also find systems so that we can identify the people who are going to get the greatest benefit from
sure.
it.
Yes.
And Rod, I do know that you are recruiting for clinical trials at the moment. So if you are someone who is living with alopecia, do go to sinclairdermatology.com.au and see if you are eligible for those clinical trials. Rod, we are going to get to some calls now, but I had one question for you from someone off air. Why does it sometimes just recede on only one side, the hair loss?
Well, the alopecia areata can be totally random, and so these patches, these circular patches, can appear on any part of the scalp. And no one's really worked out for sure why that is. I've got a theory, and so what we have on our hair growth normally is that it grows in cycles. And so the best example of this is if you think about your armpit. If you shave under the arms, the hairs are growing every day. But if you don't shave under the arms, they don't keep growing forever and ever and get to, 20, 30 centimetres long. They'll only grow to about 6 centimetres. Then that individual hair will die and sit there dormant in the follicle for about 3 months. And then when the next hair starts to grow, it pushes the old one out. Mm. Now, at that on our scalp, all our hairs are out of sync. So in some mammals, they molt and lose all their hairs at the same time of year each year. But in humans, we don't suddenly go bald every 3 years when our hairs get to the end of the cycle. We just lose a few hairs each day. And so what that means is on any given day, there's about 50 to 100 of the hairs on your scalp that are just in that transition point where they're dying, getting ready to be replaced by the next hair that grows out of the follicle. And it's at that transition point that there's a vulnerability to setting up a patch of alopecia. And so that's a random event happening across your scalp 200 times every day. And every now and again, one of those events goes wrong, and it sets up this patch. So that's why I think it's random. That's why I think they just happen any part of the scalp, any time of day. It's just, I suppose if you're hammering 100 nails into a piece of wood, you're going to bend at least one or two of them. And I think this is just what's happening here, that, process that goes normally, invisibly, every day of your life, and then suddenly it goes wrong and you get this patch.
Sure. Mm. Well, thank you so much, Professor Rod Sinclair, Professor of Dermatology, University of Melbourne, and founder of Sinclair Dermatology, and we do encourage you to go to sinclairdermatology.com.au. You have a great day, Rod.
Thanks, Rod.
Thank you.
And we will get to many of your calls next, 131873, plus a very personal account of life with alopecia. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There's only one vegan, all-natural protein that contains all you need to aid recovery and build and restore muscle after exercise. There's only one vital performance protein formula packed with high-quality pea protein and powerful ingredients, L-glutamine, manganese, magnesium and tart cherry to assist muscle function and recovery. And there's only one place to get it for a great price. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, vital performance protein is just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me, as always, is Gerald Quigley and the very lovely Sally Obermeter. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131873. If you have any questions for your health, and I know, Gerald, you get many questions on the website about hair loss.
Hair loss is just, it drives people to distraction. And I know that sounds trite, bearing in mind we're going to be talking to Bron in a moment. But any hint that any hair is being lost to any great extent causes panic.
Yeah, and there are many reasons for hair loss.
Totally. Thyroid function, general health, stress levels, anxiety levels, going through treatments. There's lots of sorts of things.
Yeah, so give us a call, 131873, if you have any question with regard to that or indeed your health in any way. We'd love to hear from you. It is Alopecia Awareness Week, which is what we're talking about today. It's all about spreading the word about this much misunderstood condition. And here on the House of Wellness, I think sometimes we could be called the House of Awareness.
We could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it helps. It's important. I think awareness is the beginning of wellness, isn't it? Because it also allows us to have more understanding for other people going through conditions.
Sure. Absolutely. We're about learning and gaining better understanding. So that's what we're here to do today. Terry, you've given us a call. We'd love to hear your story.
Yeah. I've suffered with total alopecia.
Yes.
And all my hair fell out 43 years ago over about a 3-week period.
Wow.
And I'm now 76.
Yes.
And I was 33 at the time.
Okay.
It's been quite distressing over the years in a number of ways.
Mm. You've just accepted it though, Terry, have you? You've just said, let's get on with life, or what? How do you feel?
Well, yeah, at first, Jared, I was really worried about it. I was under a bit of stress when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I did have thyrotoxicosis when I was 23, which was very unusual at the time, and I had all my thyroids removed. But I recovered from that, and then all of a sudden, when I was 33, it just happened to me, and as I say, all my hair fell out over only about 3 weeks. Every day in the shower, there was just more of it. I tried a wig for a while, and I just couldn't stand it—the heat and everything. And then because I love swimming and surfing, I used to have this wig and then I'd take it off down the beach and it looked, you'd be stupid. So I also tried the cortisone treatment for about 3 months, very early in the piece and I blew up like a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, oh, yeah, that's working. You're getting a few hairs back on your head. And I thought, well, yeah, but I've put on kilos and I look terrible. So I decided to give that away, and I eventually just said, well, I'll just live with it.
Well, Terry, it's terrific to hear from you, Terry. And really, what you're doing is sharing a story that we're going to explore even more with Bron Robinson, who's here with us. So let's have a chat.
Yes, it's so lovely to welcome. She's a part of the 3AW family. She's a producer here. And I feel like I've known you forever, Bron. It's great to be sharing a show with you.
I know. We've known each other for a long time. And I just want to thank you guys for actually, you know, raising the awareness of this, because it is one of those conditions that it's unsexy. No one wants to talk about it. So thank you for speaking about it today.
Well, you're a brilliant and beautiful woman and not defined by alopecia.
Yes.
But tell us, how long have you been living with it?
Since I was 25. So I'm 25 now. Well, no, I'm 41
good
now.
Good on you. You look 25, Bron.
Yeah, so we'll take that. We'll take that. So, yeah, many years. Mm. And I first noticed it, it was stress.
Yes.
I lost my brother and, you know, I was losing my hair, and that's what I thought it was. And then it developed into clumps of hair and bald patches. And then that's when I went to a dermatologist and they did a biopsy. And then I found out that I actually had alopecia areata. And I was told back then that there's nothing that they can do for it. Which was heartbreaking, because it's like, this is my identity. This is who I am. You know, it's really hard, because there's nobody out there that you see. You can identify with yourself, I guess, in the media, in entertainment. You know, you're like, oh, that person's like me. But there's actually nobody on TV or anywhere that you could actually see. I know it affects men as well, but, you know, a bald woman. Mm. You don't see a bald woman on you know, TV or the screen.
Or walking around the street.
Yeah.
How did it affect your self-esteem? Like, once all the hair had fallen out, how did you feel?
I felt horrible. Like, I cried. And that's the thing. It's so much more than just a cosmetic issue. It's about mental, and it's about how you feel, because, you know, you identify with your hair. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh, okay, I've got my hair. I'm looking fabulous. I'm putting my makeup on. I'm going out. I'm going with my friends. But yeah, I just didn't want to do any of that. And you fall into this deep depression of, I just want to stay home, you know. And then when, you know, you go out and you buy a wig, and then you worry about people will know and people will start talking about me. And you just go through all this process in your head, which as the years go on, you actually learn to sort of, you know, I guess live with it and accept it. But you still have those days, you know. Yeah. So it's about just being confident in yourself, and you know, you are fabulous. And the thing that I take away is, what's the difference between someone having fake nails, fake eyelashes, wearing makeup? And I wear a wig as well. Yes. And there's girls out there that wear hair extensions. Yes. So what is the difference?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely
you
right.
You are a brilliant ambassador for those people who are struggling with alopecia.
And Terry alluded there to something that you mentioned earlier, is that it's a complicated day for you. You have to kind of plan a day. And he was talking about swimming. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not something that probably us who aren't living with alopecia understand, that it kind of adds a layer to your
absolutely. To your so. Day. You have to plan your day. Mm. So if it's windy outside, you know, you'll have to secure your wig down a little bit more. If it's hot, you know, these things get hot, so you have to be, you know, cautious of that. If it's raining, etc., you don't want to get it wet. You know, and, you know, bike riding, can't wear a helmet with your wig. Like, there's all these different things that you've just got to think about before you step out and do your day.
So I think what we're after here is awareness and understanding of the condition.
But you're still fabulous.
You are. Sure. Absolutely and, you are.
Well, you're an example of that, and in fact quite inspirational. Yes. And this is often the case with women with alopecia, that they do just say, well, I've got so many other positive things going on in my life. Mm. Let's just put this to one side.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Bron.
Thanks, Bron.
Keep your calls coming, 131-873. Next, we learn about the beautiful healing properties of Manuka honey on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Hugo Boss bottled 100 ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We were to be talking Manuka honey, but I'm just having a little bit of trouble getting on to Dr. Jackie Evans to speak about that. So let's talk A to Z of vitamins while we wait.
Well, this is the season. I know we're coming up to the season to be jolly, but Sal, this is the season for weight loss. Everybody says, I want to get into good shape to get down.
Well, we've all got a bit of COVID kilos to shift.
Pandemic pounds, I've been calling them.
How important is protein in a weight loss attempt?
Oh, so important. Protein is so important. Not only is it the building blocks for our entire body and what you need for, you know, muscle function and just good healthy body function, but you need protein to be full.
Sure.
This is a key thing. So people often think, oh, that's it. I'm just going to eat lots of salad. You know, I'm big on vegetables.
Lovely.
Excellent. But last you won't
half
be
an
full.
Hour.
That's right. Suddenly you're thinking, you know what? I need a biscuit. And the next thing you know, you eat an entire packet. And then you feel, and then you blame the salad.
That's right.
Oh, that salad was terrible.
Actually, it's because you had no protein.
You need the protein. That's
so
the key.
If we could combine then protein with something like L-carnitine, which actually helps with cravings, and we can put in a couple of thermogenic herbs like ginger and turmeric, cane pepper, it's a pretty good way of actually initiating a weight loss attempt. So worth considering.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Vital Performance Protein Formula, a unique vegan protein blend used to assist with exercise recovery support. Well, now to honey. There are many different types of honey, but it's not all the same. Manuka honey is the product of the New Zealand native scrub plant from which it gets its name, Manuka. It's antibacterial and bacterial resistant and has been hailed as a go-to germ fighter in an age of resistance to conventional antibiotics. And to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Jackie Evans, Chief Science Officer at Comvita. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
What is the difference between Manuka honey and normal honey?
Yeah, so Manuka honey is really different to other honeys. It's a really complex honey, so it has a huge range of natural compounds that are not found in other honey types. And as you said, it's actually harvested by bees from the native Manuka tree, or Leptospermum scoparium, here in New Zealand. And it's that nectar from that tree that actually gives Manuka honey its special compounds and its special qualities.
We hear a lot about Manuka honey being so beneficial for us. What is it about it that works? What's the special thing?
Yeah, so it's got a range of bioactivities, and these are derived from these phenolic compounds that are found only in Manuka honey. So there's thousands of papers in the scientific literature about Manuka honey and the compounds in Manuka honey having a range of bioactivities, including antibacterial, antioxidant activities and anti-inflammatory activities. And it's these qualities combined that actually give Manuka its beneficial properties, and why we've seen it used in wound healing and to soothe coughs and sore throats and other uses as well.
Jackie, I've always maintained that for healing skin wounds, particularly in kids, you should have a tube or a jar of the special high-grade Manuka honey in the first aid kit. The healing properties are phenomenal. I was lucky enough to see that at Auckland University many years ago when they were testing it on things like golden staph. How can we feature the properties so that it seems a logical thing to do, to use a natural source of Manuka honey as a way to maintaining a good germ-free when we're trying to get things to heal? What's the message that's missing?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I think it's really this combination of, a natural product that actually has very good clinical proven efficacy in the wound healing space. Mm. And as we've alluded to, you know, the actual properties of Manuka honey mean that it's active against a range of bacterial species and has been used in clinical trials with people that have got, wounds that are not responding to antibiotics anymore.
Sure. Yes.
And I think, you know, it is that combination of a natural product, a safe product, that's actually working. And, you know, we have a range of antibacterial medical grade Mānuka honey product,
sure.
which is what you should be using
yes.
for wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I use these on my kids. They're brilliant, and you know, you can actually see the you know the difference between using Mānuka honey and normal dressings is remarkable, and
yes.
the clinical trials actually prove that as well.
Sure.
We want to look out for that UMF guarantee, don't we, the certification.
Yes.
What does that mean and what does that tell us?
So the UMF trademark is issued by an independent body here in New Zealand, and they actually test for unique compounds found in Mānuka honey. So having the UMF mark means that your honey is guaranteed to have these compounds called MGO, DHA and leptospirin, and they actually increases the quality and the purity of the Mānuka honey increases. So having that UMF mark means that you're getting genuine New Zealand Mānuka honey and has, you know, certified levels of those three unique compounds that are characteristic for Mānuka.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jackie. It's really lovely to speak with you. Have a great day.
And you. Thank you.
That's Dr. Jackie Evans, Chief Science Officer at Comvita. And if you're wanting some tips on how to get that delicious honey into your diet,
mm-hmm.
check out House of Wellness TV today, midday on Channel 7, because Luke Hines has a couple of recipes that will keep you buzzing in the kitchen.
Oh, dear me. I've been waiting. Do you know, I've been waiting for that.
Also on a TV show today, there's a really beautiful story about a Canberra couple who are sharing their love of yoga and its mental health benefits with tradies across New South Wales.
That's
so
great.
I love that. Tools down for a downward dog on the worksite.
That's
How about
great.
That?
Good on them.
Yes,
that's excellent.
Absolutely. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Comvita's Mānuka honey is no ordinary honey. It's rich in unique compounds from the Mānuka flower, which only blooms for a short time each year. And it's UMF certified, so you know it's authentic New Zealand Mānuka. Premium quality Mānuka honey with a rich, creamy texture. It's an extraordinarily good honey. Get more Mānuka goodness in your day with Comvita's UMF Mānuka honey range right now at Chemist Warehouse. Comvita UMF Mānuka honey starts from $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and we love hearing from you on 131 873. Jan has called. Hello, Jan.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Jan. How can we help you?
I just wanted to know, I take Ezetrol because I can't take the statins for
yes.
cholesterol.
Yes.
My cholesterol is 6.1 and the LDL, I think she says it's 4,
mm.
and the doctor says it's a bit high.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if there was anything like natural that I
yes,
can
there
take.
Yes, there is. A couple of options, Jan. The first is a fibre from Norway, Nordic fibre, and it's called beta-glucan fibre. That comes in a packet of 30 sachets, clinically shown to make a difference to cholesterol levels. It also comes as a powder, but it's not as easy to take in a smoothie. And aged garlic extract, that combination works well. And you can take them in combination with the Ezetrol to maybe even one day being able to get off that.
Mm, that's a good goal.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Jan. All the best with that. Judy, hello.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, good morning, team. I just wanted to quickly ask you, yesterday I purchased the high-strength coenzyme Q10, and
sure.
I didn't realise it was the high-strength one.
Yes.
I have been taking the 150-milligram one.
So you've got a 300, Judy, have you?
Yeah, but my question quickly is it contraindicated in that I'm already taking curcumin and clopidogrel?
No. No, you can take the 300-milligram for wonderful energy levels.
Really? I just was concerned that I'd purchase those, and
no.
I thought I didn't want a bleeding problem.
No, you won't. You can take them together without a problem at all. But
so
always
why do they make
check.
The 150?
Often 150 is enough for people to take. Some people are very happy with 150. The 300-milligram is, of course, more expensive, but it depends on your energy levels, Judy.
Oh, look, thank you for that. I just didn't like to start taking it.
You check any time.
Thank you for that. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Judy. And Gerald, can you give us a little explanation as to why CoQ10 is so great?
It can be summed up, Joe, by saying it's a nutrient that produces energy at cellular level. You remember back in your science in year 5 and 6, you talked about a Krebs cycle, the energy No, you've both got a blank look.
Vaguely remember that, but vaguely. It was a while ago.
You're going to have to take it as read.
What's science?
It was between the knitting and the pottery.
Okay? Rude!
So,
I was thinking between recess and lunch.
Yeah. Excuse me, I was an English literature student myself.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, Shakespeare would have said that taking daily CoQ10 is an important way of producing energy.
Excellent to know. Of course, thank you to all of our callers this morning if you weren't able to get through. And as always, you can go to houseofwellness.com.au and ask Gerald on the Ask tab. And we'll be back with House of Wellness in just a moment.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's been a lovely hour with the two of you here on the House of Wellness, Sally and Gerald. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Thank you. Special thanks to Bron, who I thought personalised this whole alopecia thing where it doesn't have to dominate your life. So inspirational, Bron. Well done.
It was really beautiful to have Bron on the show. Now, there is a lift out today in the papers, Gerald.
Lift out, the Wellness House of Wellness lift out, which includes an opportunity to spend time with Delta Goodrum. Mm. There are the ultimate
Excellent.
Delta experience.
Yes.
Have you ever spent time with Delta Goodrum, Sal?
I have interviewed Delta, one of the most beautiful, genuine people you can ever have the pleasure of meeting. So whoever wins that...
Yes.
She's a great girl.
I agree with that. Yeah. She's glorious. So thank you so much, everybody who called. And, of course, houseofwellness.com.au should you like to ask a further question of Gerald. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out the TV show today as well. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And we will see you all next week.